Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, this episode of Enough About Me, a very special WrestleMania preview of Enough About Me. After a busy week of Enough About Me, we've had on, Brian Riccio, the troll who hates me. Christian Fourier, who once hated me, doesn't hate me anymore. And Alan Dershowitz, who I don't think would remember who I am now anyway. And then Harry Minahan. I would defy you to ask any podcast in the world that's going to have that list of guests on any given week. Troll, Dershowitz, Fourier, Harry Minahan. A crazy week, but a fun one. And the feedback has been great. I'll look at it right now. Actually, I'm going to check out the iTunes charts just to see. It's kind of been in the top 30 or 40 the last two or three days, which is, again, like, you know, the feedback and the loyalty remains incredible. I cannot thank you guys enough for that. And I would ask you, if you do listen to it, just to subscribe to it. I don't know if it's whether you're on Stitcher, iTunes, whatever. Go to radio.com, whatever form you want to listen to these podcasts, which are continue to do fantastic. Yeah, here it is. It's 40th right now. Overall, that's in the world. And when I go through it, you know, you see ESPN ones, ESPN, ESPN, The Ringer, ESPN, 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 Rory McIlroy, Portnoy. These are the ones that are all around me. You know, Will Cain, Lebatard, Golic and Wingo. These are Shaquille O'Neal, National, Kornheiser, Bomani. I'm ahead of him, thank God. These national ones that are, you know, have a much bigger audience. And right now we're still, at its core, a localized podcast that will eventually, with more promotion and bigger outlets, get bigger and bigger. It's funny, Fourier, I'll get to Dershowitz stuff in a second. Fourier said to me something interesting at the end of the podcast that Jerry also said to me the other day, which is, I know you miss it. I know you miss doing the show. I know you want to be back on the air. And you can, it's one of those things where you can assure them all day long and they're not going to believe you. When I tell you, I have no desire to do local sports radio ever again in my life. I can't stress it enough. It bored me at the end. It bores me now. I don't listen to it much now. I enjoy doing this. Would I like to do a live version of the show in some form or fashion? Yes. Will that happen? I think it will. But I'm telling you, I'm having a blast. I'm actually happy. Now, I get mad at stuff. I get worked up. I still get angry. I still do my thing. But the work tension, the anger that came from that, from being at that place, is right now gone. And I'm excited doing this professionally. And, you know, the feedback has been good. The numbers have been good. And we'll see where it goes. But I am actually professionally, for once, enjoying myself. And even when the show was rolling at EEI, there was still not joy. Every day was a grind. There was a lot of negativity. That part of it is gone. Now I still have that in me and I fuel it in other places and I'm looking to do other stuff. And we'll have some announcements coming up here in the next couple of weeks, podcast related, I think, I hope. And I am waist deep, I'd say, in investigative stuff on two stories. One that's particularly interesting and may land here in the next week or two, and we'll do it here first. I could guarantee you that. And that's a muscle that just wasn't able to use much at the old job. I'd have to really do it outside the other stuff, and it felt forced here. Again, it's not. So in next week, we'll have a bunch of good stuff lined up as well. I did just see, by the way, that real quickly, this Kraft Red Sox Globe thing about the them wanting the video of Kraft in the massage parlor. Of course, as a media outlet, I understand why they're asking. But if I'm Kraft and John Henry's another owner of a team and he asks me to do that, I just, you know, they're like, they're dead. I would go full Corleone revenge fuck you mode. I would say, sorry, Harry. Harry's here playing with his Beyblades before he comes on. I won't say that word again. I would say your credentials are gone. Sorry, Ben Volen. Sorry, whoever the hell else writes football. Chris Gasper. All you guys, go piss into the wind. I'm going to be vengeful. I'm going to be a dick. I'm going to be an asshole. This is the way I'm going to be from now on. And eat it. Sorry, I screwed up, and now you don't get to rub my face in it. So, nope, you don't get to do that. You don't get to do this. We're not going to show up at Red Sox opening day and dance for you and do our little Brady Gronk tickle game like they did in the field a couple of years ago. pound sand. We hate you. We're done. And the attitude I'm getting from some people I've spoken to in that world is that for once, it appears that the Crafts are beginning to feel that way as well. So that should be interesting as that goes on. But yeah, so some potentially big announcements coming up here in next week. Hang around for those. The 1 year Cullen anniversary will be at the end of next week. That's going to be a long, deep dive with some new potential information as well, by the way. I'm going to really enjoy doing that. Some guests next week that we're working on that are going to be good as well. And this is the most fun I've ever had doing a job the last few months. And Dershowitz is a perfect example. It took a long time to get him on the air. There was some battles with management, upper management. I don't deal with the lower rungs, the local radio manager. I'm talking about the upper people. And it was a fight, and I had to make my case. I had to make theirs. And eventually, once we got Dershowitz on and asked them the questions, they said, oh, okay. And they were fair about it. They were not, you can't ever do this. You can't do that. They were totally, completely fair. So I'm very pleased about that. And we'll see what the Dershowitz follow-up is as well, because it was, I thought, an interesting interview. And the Fourier feedback was universally great, and numbers for him were terrific as well. I think people like conversations like that, where they don't get to hear him in that format talk about stuff that he won't talk about on a normal, you know, sports radio show. So I'll mix those in every once in a while as well going forward. But I'm looking to do different stuff. You can tweet at me at Kirkman if you have any guest ideas. I'm open to them all the time. I'm going to have Mark Moroso on next week, probably Monday for Tuesday, for 10 or 15 minutes as he makes his case to why he wants to be the new producer of the show. The things that go in his favor are he is, like, I think, really dumb in the old Chris Curtis mold and really willing to do anything in the old Chris Curtis mold. He's like a sober Curtis when Curtis was drunk, if that makes sense. So we'll get him in here, and then we'll line up some guests for next week. And it should be a good one. It should be a good week next week, as this week has been. You know, you're going to get 4 or 5 podcasts a week here for the time being until we figure out what's going on. You get a lot of content. And next week, I think, is going to be interesting. So Harry Minahan is going to join me here on Enough About Me, the WrestleMania expert par excellence. The greatest wrestling mind in the world, the great, the product of my masculinity, the link, the Minahan blood runs through his veins, from Peter Minahan, dead, Kirk Minahan, probably dead soon, let's be honest, to Harry Minahan, the next great one, one of the greatest minds, not just in wrestling, but in the world today, an influencer, like Lori Loughlin's kid himself. I'm already spending millions of dollars to get him into colleges. The great, 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 great Harrison Seamus Minahan on Enough About Me. Well, once again, we're back. It's WrestleMania season. That's this Sunday in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. I brought him in last year as my Enough About Me podcast wrestling expert.
Wait. You mean it's in New York, right?
No, it's actually in New Jersey. They say New York, but the stadium itself is actually in the New Jersey-New York line. So you're already talking to the microphone. You're already 0-for-1 with false information.
Oh, okay.
So everybody else has all these national writers on or wrestlers, but I bring in the guy who knows more about wrestling than anybody in the world, and his name is?
Harry. Please do not call me Harry.
Well, so this is an issue. Yeah, let's get into this first. So I brought you to the car today after school, you were saying. Still, your name's Harry. I call you Harry, right? Speak up right into the microphone.
Right.
But a lot of people call you what?
Harry or Harry Potter.
How do you feel about that?
Me tell teacher.
Do you really tell the teacher or no?
I haven't yet.
Don't do that. Don't tell the teacher about that.
Don't do that.
Why? Because you say, like, who calls you that? Just talk in the microphone like regular. Just be normal. We're having a normal conversation. Go ahead.
Dave.
Oh, well, Dave's a good guy. Just say, hey, Dave, it's Harry.
Well, that's what I do, and he still calls me Harry Potter.
Well, he'll get over it. Anyway, so Harry Minahan is joining me now. Ha-ha! Ha-ha!
Me super kick you.
Ooh, I like your book, Harry Potter.
Grr. Hey, guys, this guy actually has dopey hair.
Hey, what? Don't call me a dope. Anyway, are you ready for the road to
WrestleMania?
The Road to
WrestleMania.
Are you excited for this year's WrestleMania?
Yes, of course.
More than last year, even?
Probably.
Yeah, how come?
This WrestleMania might have, like, better matches, you know?
Okay.
Like, it has, like a really hardcore match.
Yeah, a couple of them. So we'll start right. You want to start going through the matches right away?
Yeah.
All right, let's start out with the one that you told me in the car you want to talk about the most. That is the Women's Battle Royal.
Hey, guys, don't believe him on that.
So part of your agreement to do this podcast is, number one, you wanted to have a bagel and chocolate milk before, correct?
That's true. And I did.
And number two, you don't want to predict any women's matches, right?
Right.
Okay, so we now are in 2019, right? Mm-hmm. It's a culture where it is very difficult for people in the public eye to be, say, oh, I'd rather see a guy's match than a girl's match. But you're saying you would rather watch a man's match. You have no interest to watch a women's match, right?
Right.
Are you afraid of the backlash from people in the media, the Me Too movement, all of the left wingers? Does that bother you at all? You're not afraid?
I'm not. Okay. Actually.
Okay. The Globe might write an editorial about you. You're comfortable with that?
Yes.
Okay. You have no use for the Boston Globe, right?
Right.
Okay. Go ahead. You're about to say something, though.
Okay. So who do you think will win? Okay, what match do you want to start off?
Well, we'll start with some real matches first, okay? Because you want to do the championship matches last?
Yeah.
Okay, first match. We can do the Roman Reigns-Drew McIntyre match. What's been going on with Roman Reigns? Why has he been out for a while?
Well, he announced that, remember?
Some of the listeners may not know, Harry.
Roman Reigns said that he has this disease, I forget what
leukemia,
it's
I think, right?
Yeah. And for a while, and he was out, and he announced that his real name was Joey.
Did you like that or no?
Yeah, that was pretty. That's funny for a name.
And he's taking on Drew McIntyre, whose nickname is. Ooh, you don't remember?
I'm trying to.
Doesn't he have like a nickname like the Scottish?
Oh yeah, the Scottish psychopath.
Psychopath. I think it might be psychopath, but yeah, you might be right.
Psychopath.
Okay, who's going to win that match? Into the mic.
Drew.
Ooh, I'm going to pick Roman Reigns. I'm going to write these down because last year I beat you.
Oh yeah, with the Roman Reigns match, right?
Right. Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor. That is for the
Intercontinental Championship.
Now, what's the big news on Finn Balor in this match?
He might be returned to the demon, Finn Balor, some people call him. That's how he was when he was declared the first Raw champion.
Okay, who are you picking in that match? I'm picking Finn Balor.
Same here.
Okay.
Is Roman Reigns' match one where there's, false count anywhere match?
Nope, it is not.
Oh.
I'll give you a false count anywhere match right now if you want. Shane McMahon versus
Miz.
Yes, the Miz. Who are you taking?
Oh, Shane McMahon.
Why are you taking him?
Because if he does that dropkick, then Miz will lose.
He's probably going to do something he jumps way off high off something, too.
Yeah, probably.
And what happened? Shane turned bad on the Miz, right?
Right.
Who predicted that, by the way?
You.
Thank you.
Still, you do have dopey hair.
Yeah, I understand. My hair does not look dopey today.
But you have hair. Scream!
A brawl is broken out.
Noogie, noogie.
I give up.
Okay, well, for real, he actually his hair is dopey because he has half down and half up.
Well, we gotta get our head shaved. Let's get our head shaved after this, okay?
Okay.
Is that a deal?
Yes.
All right, it's a date.
Yes.
Okay. I know you have lots of dates with girls in your class.
That's fake information, everybody.
Okay. But your girlfriend is what name? Come on, Harry.
I don't have one.
All right. Shane versus The Miz. You're picking who? The Miz?
Shane.
I'm picking The Miz.
Well, I'm picking Shane, so too bad it's for you.
Are you looking forward to that one, though? False count anywhere?
Yeah.
So explain to people listening what that means. You can...
You can pin any... You can pin the other person anywhere.
Okay. Kurt Angle is having his retirement match against... the Constable.
Baron Corbin.
Yeah, Kurt Angle's going to win that match, right?
Obviously.
Do you think that's a good last match for Kurt Angle? Would you rather have him wrestle someone else?
Well, it would be a better match if he faced someone else.
Yeah. Triple H versus Batista, no holds barred match. If Triple H loses, it says here, Harry, he must retire.
Oh, man.
Who's going to win?
He won't be able to own NXT, one of my favorites.
I don't know how that would work. Who are you picking? I'm picking Triple H.
Same here.
Okay. The Andre the Giant.
Memorial Battle Royale.
Who's going to win that?
A member of the Lucha House Party.
Lucha! 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 Lucha!
Oh, yeah, I have a comment to make on that.
Oh, please, go ahead.
One time at recess, we were the only ones outside our class, and then Jake started doing Lucha.
Yeah.
And then I walked weird and did Lucha.
You did?
Yeah.
Jake's a good guy. He's a good guy, right?
Right.
Yeah. The Usos. Oh, here, Harry's gonna get fired up for this one. Be ready. Be ready, people, because these are his people. The Usos versus The Bar versus Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev versus Ricochet and Aleister Black.
Oh, yeah. Guess what?
I know you're picking.
Which one tag team that I like the most, people watching this? If you guessed Aleister Black and Ricochet, you're right.
What prize do they win? What prize do they win?
Oh, yeah. Whoever wins the match will be the tag team champion.
Ricochet and Aleister Black are from NXT. Right now, I'd say they're your favorite wrestlers. One of, anyway, right?
What?
You're one of your favorite. Two of your favorite wrestlers.
Right.
A year ago, you loved The Bar. They're in this match. You don't even like The Bar anymore.
Pretty true.
That's what happened? What happened with you in The Bar?
I don't know. I just don't really like The Bar too much anymore.
All right. Here's a match you're interested in, too. Samoa Joe versus the GOAT.
Rey Mysterio.
Yep. A singles match for the United
States Championship.
I know who you're picking.
Okay, wait. One second.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Crowd, guess who I'm rooting for in this match?
Well, give them their theme song. They'll know if you sing it.
I'll tell them where he's from. He's from the 619.
What is the song
called? If you guessed Rey Mysterio, you're right.
Okay. You're picking Ray.
Right.
Okay. A singles match. AJ Styles versus you don't know this one? Three letters.
Randy Orton.
I'm picking Randy Orton in this match.
Same.
Oh, really? You're not picking AJ? Okay, I thought you picked AJ in that match.
I like AJ, but still, I know that Orton is going to win.
All right, let's get to the champ. You want to do the championship matches here? Have we done them all? We've done them all.
The ones that are not championship matches.
Right. Lesnar versus Rollins.
Lesnar versus Rollins? Well, Rollins will win that.
Why do you say that?
Because, I don't know. I just feel like it.
You're going to root for him?
Yeah.
Now, the WrestleMania starts at 7, before we do the last couple of matches. WrestleMania starts at 7 Sunday night, right?
Right.
On the WWE
Network.
Okay. You have lacrosse that afternoon.
Yeah.
Are you excited for lacrosse, first of all?
Well, if it gets into the way...
No. Forget that. But I'm just saying, in general, are you looking forward to it? Because you were good at that thing that one day. You did well at that thing that day.
I know, but it doesn't mean I have to look forward to it.
Okay. So when you're done with that, you got to get something to eat, shower, and then are you planning on staying up the whole night watching WrestleMania?
Yeah.
So you're going to like 11.
Awesome!
I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see.
Well, we will watch the most we can.
Okay. Congratulations for Harry Minahan. He did the Gronk thing so many times on Honey Nut Cheerios that he won a gift card to Amazon. Where you got some Beyblades, right?
Off of, yeah.
Yeah, congratulations. And Beyblades are now you like better than wrestling, I think.
That's false information, everybody.
Okay, so tell me what else is going on in the world of Harry Minahan.
Well, let me think. School.
How's first grade, man? So we got a report. So we went parent-teacher report a couple weeks ago. Teacher said he's a leader. He's a role.
Model.
Yeah, very nice things.
But you have to roll your model to be a role model.
Come on. But she said very nice things, so that's nice, right?
Right.
You've got a big day coming up in a couple of weeks.
Why?
April 23rd.
Oh, yeah, my birthday. I forgot.
You're going to be how old?
7.
And how big? You're looking forward to your birthday party, too?
Yep.
How many kids are going to be there? Well, no, none of the kids will show up because they don't like you, but we have to pay them all, right? What's the big movie and TV show now? Well, what's a favorite TV show now? I know what it is.
Beside wrestling?
Yeah.
It's the Beyblade show that I watch because there are other Beyblade shows too, you know.
And then WrestleMania, then you and I are going to Hartford for Money in the Bank in May.
True.
That'll be fun, right?
Right.
Yeah, we have a good time in those trips.
Also, guys, listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so remember the long list of... Wait, could I talk to my dad for 1 sec? Well, we've got a long list of matches for WrestleMania and stuff. Dad, go ahead and try to list them all.
I just read all the matches for WrestleMania.
No. That are like...
Oh, coming up?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like NXT?
And that includes like Hall of Fame.
Oh, well, go ahead. So we're taping this today on Thursday, right?
Right.
But they're going to hear it on Friday. It'll actually be available to listen to on Friday.
Right, so it won't be available on Thursday?
No, it'll be Friday, which is Friday is NXT.
UK.
Takeover, right?
Yeah.
And Saturday is the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Sunday is what?
Wait, Saturday is also NXT UK.
Okay, Sunday is what? The WrestleMania, right?
Right.
Then what's Monday? Monday night?
Monday night Raw.
Tuesday night?
SmackDown.
Wednesday night is?
NXT.
So you got NXT, if you are not familiar, it's almost like the minor leagues. It's like right below the WWE, right?
Right. It's like different from WWE, but there's some of people that are visiting Raw and SmackDown who include Ricochet and Aleister Black.
Right. And that might be your favorite right now, honestly.
Honestly, it is.
Oh, really? Okay. So there you go. So you got a busy point is. April, if you want to be honest, April should be called Harry Minahan, not April, because it's the month of Harry Minahan. April Fool's Day is one of his favorite days of the year. He pulled many great jokes on April Fool's Day.
Yeah, and that includes switching the inside of the cereal box around.
Totally confused your sister.
True.
Yeah, you did many great jokes. Not at school, though. Any jokes at school?
Nope.
No, but some great jokes, and then you have a vacation week.
True.
You have your birthday.
True.
You have WrestleMania.
True.
I mean, how good is that month? Is that the best month of the year?
Monday.
And Easter.
Yes, it is.
Is that April's the best month of the year? Are you looking forward to the summer?
Yes.
Yeah? Are you ready for second grade, do you think, already?
I'm way too ahead.
You think you could do second grade right now?
I know something that fourth grade and over should know, actually.
What's that?
Multiplied and half and more than and like my whole class knows multiplied too.
What's 4 times 2?
4 times 2. Well, that equals 8.
Pretty good. What's 1,000,000,000,000,000 times 3,000,000,000,000 times 0 times 3,000,000,000,000?
Well, how am I supposed to know that?
Well, anything has a 0 in it, it's 0 when you do the multiplier, remember?
Oh, yeah, right.
And Harry's other obsession, by the way, in case anyone's curious. And if there are any girls out there who want to call Harry for dates, you can do that. His obsession is YouTube. He loves YouTube.
That's really true, actually.
Yeah, and you still love whatchamacallums, those dopes? The idiots. The ones who, you know, the... What the hell's the heck's their name? Chad Wildclay.
Yes.
You do. Even though it has a girl on it.
Well, not always.
Well, his girlfriend, right?
Yes.
But isn't that a problem for you that he has a girlfriend?
Well, I only watch his videos, not the girls' videos.
All right, so I got 2 more wrestling questions for you before we're done, okay?
Yeah.
Number one, are you disappointed that John Cena is not at WrestleMania or The Undertaker?
Not too much. I don't really like them.
You don't?
Not too much.
Okay. Number two, are you disappointed that you're not going to WrestleMania this year?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll go to one in the future, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be cold there that night, I think, too. It's going to be outside in New Jersey. I think it's going to be cold. Your favorite singer's from New Jersey, though, Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen is my least favorite singer, everybody. And my favorite singer, by the way, is...
Oh, Imagine.
Is Made Wants to Battle.
I thought it was Imagine Dragons.
But it's Made Wants to Battle.
Is that the...
That's the best...
What was the Imagine Dragons songs you were singing when we were on the plane? What was it? Remember you had the headphones on, you know how loud you were?
Oh, yeah.
What is it? The one you like, the one you always want to play. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's the price... What is that?
That's not the one I always want to play.
Which one's that, though? That was the one you were singing. Natural, right?
Natural.
How's it go? Because you're a...
Natural.
Play
it on your phone because you have your phone.
I don't know if we
here.
Have the rights for that for the podcast.
Well, just play it on your phone through the
You could get sued. We're lucky to have three of the great legal minds in history this week on the podcast. Christian Fourier, Alan Dershowitz, and Harry Minahan, wouldn't you say?
Who is the other two people beside me?
Two dopes. But you'd know because you're also a dope. You have dope book. Yes.
For real, let me assure you, I've never read the first page or any of the other pages.
So, WrestleMania, which match are you looking forward to the most, and which match are you looking forward to the least?
Most?
Is it Ray or is it Ricochet?
Ricochet.
Okay, least? Which boys match are you looking forward to the least? I know you're not going to watch any of the girls' matches, and you're going to face some heat for that, but that's fine. I get your back.
Well, that'll be hard. Let me think about that one real quick.
We don't have time to think. You're on a podcast. You dope. Answer the question.
So which one? Let me admit, I'm sort of not looking to the Miz vs. Shane McMahon. I'm not looking to too much.
There you go. Okay, his name is Harry Minahan.
Yes.
6 years old. Next time we do this, he'll be 7 years old. He's your WrestleMania expert. I got all the picks locked in, ready to go. Any other final thoughts?
Nope.
No? That's all?
I think that's all.
Okay. I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, buddy. All right. Harry Minahan, the greatest WrestleMania. First of all, the greatest little boy in the world. Secondly, the greatest wrestling expert in the world. Making a return appearance. Your third time you've been on the podcast, you know.
Huh?
This is the third time you've been on the podcast.
What's my first?
With Kate. Remember you and Kate?
We did a podcast about what?
Remember you and Kate came in the studio for a couple minutes? It was a couple of years ago. Do you remember or no?
How old was I?
Oh, I'm going to say you were not even four.
Okay.
No, I know you were four. You were four.
I still can't think I remember.
No?
Well, I can't admit I do.
What's the longest you can remember back to? Like, how old would you say? How far back does your memory go?
Sort of like the end of when I was four.
You think so? Like four and five?
Yeah, like 4 and 5.
Remember? Do you remember Grandma and Grampy or no?
Yes.
You do? Yeah, yeah. But you don't remember like Nana, say?
Nana, I was around when I was 2.
Yeah, so you don't remember her then, right?
No way I do.
You do or don't?
Don't.
You do not. Okay. All right. I'm going to tape the beginning of this now. You going to play with your dopey Beyblades while I do that?
Grrr.
All right. Say goodbye to the people who love you, Harry.
Bye. And we'll see you at the next podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.